So I have three older sisters and a mother at home. So for a lot of my life, I was surrounded by romantic comedies or Jane Austen novels and movies that my mom and my sisters would be watching. And there's some pretty common tropes in there. The guy falls in love with the girl and the guy, and then they start to dislike each other. And then they get to a point where they hate the fact that they love each other. You can think of Mr. Darcy proposing in the rain or Harry talking to Sally. They hate that they love each other, but they just can't say no. They love each other despite the pain, and they want to come together despite their differences. Today, in our first reading, we find Jeremiah in a similar circumstance. Jeremiah says to the Lord, "You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed." Jeremiah was the last prophet in Judea before the Babylonians came and wiped out Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and took the Jews into exile. And God chose Jeremiah to speak to the Jews before all of this disaster happened. God gave Jeremiah a really hard job. God loved Jeremiah, and Jeremiah knew the love that God had for him, and he loved God in return, but God still gave him this very difficult task, and he's feeling the weight of it. He doesn't want to do what God has asked of him, but he can't help himself but serve God. He says, "I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it comes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in, and I cannot endure it." Jeremiah was so in love with God, he was seduced by the intense love of God, but that was a love that required sacrifice. Loving and being loved necessarily means opening ourselves up and being vulnerable to another, where sin and selfishness and those we turn in towards ourselves, love opens us up, which allows us the possibility of being hurt by another. To love and be loved by God is beautiful, but it's not always easy. It means we have to sacrifice. It means opening ourselves up to being mocked, to being rejected. And it means we might have to say no to some of those things that others want us to say yes to. It means saying no to those things that the world tells us are good. Jeremiah reminds me of St. Augustine, whose feast we celebrated on Friday. St. Augustine spoke about God breaking into his life and encountering the love of God. He said, "You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you, and now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and now I burn for your peace." When the love of God is so intense in us, when we experience his love, it's difficult to say no to him, but it's still difficult to do what he asks of us. In our gospel today, Christ the Lord says to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. When we come to love Christ, we have to sometimes take up our cross, take up Christ's cross and all of the difficulties that come with it. But the good news is the cross is where Christ is. Christ is there on the cross when we take up ours. When we join him, even in the difficulties, we know that he is there. He's not abandoned us in the pain, but he's with us to walk with us, to continue to love us in those difficult places. Sometimes we want to take a sort of middle road. We want to say, I love God, but I don't want to do entirely what he asks of me. I want the pleasure that loving God brings, that Christianity provides, and all the comforts, but the being all in, that's too hard. The trials that come with it are too hard. We try to be moderate Christians. The British author C.S. Lewis spoke about this when he said, Christianity, if false, is of no importance, but if it is true, it is of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important. We can't take half of the cross. We can't be sort of in a relationship with God. We either have to accept him and all that a relationship with him brings, or we turn away. We have to make a choice to follow fully or not at all. Being in a relationship with God involves sacrifice. It involves the cross, but that cross is where Christ is. St. Paul said in his letter to the Romans that we heard a couple of weeks ago at Mass, he said, I consider that the sufferings of this present age are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Though there is suffering involved in our relationship with Christ, the reward, the eternal reward in heaven will be so glorious. So do we wish to embrace the cross, embracing Christ and all that he offers us now, knowing that it will lead to the greatest joys in eternity, but still involve trials here on earth? Or do we want to turn away and try to live a life on our own terms? And this will ultimately mean living on our own terms in eternity, apart from God. A beautiful example for us is St. Catherine of Siena, who's depicted in the apse right next to the Blessed Virgin Mary. She had a vision of Christ who held out to her two crowns, a gold crown and a crown of thorns, and said, one you can have now and another you can have later. And so she chose the crown of thorns for this life so that she could reign with Christ in glory for eternity, because she knew if she only chose to do what she wanted, to live a life of pleasure now, that it would eventually lead to suffering. So today, as we continue in this Mass and as we go out on the rest of our week and the rest of our lives, let us ask God for the grace to be like St. Catherine, to be like Jeremiah, to love God and know his love for us, and for the grace to follow Christ even when it's uncomfortable, even when it brings things that we might not like or that we might disagree with. Because by following Christ and staying close to him and his church, we know that we will gain more than this world has to offer. We will gain him. I'll close with the words of Pope Benedict XVI, who once said, "This world offers you comfort, But you were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness.